Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Let there be times of refreshing. Let there be refreshing. We ask for a refresh. We ask for a refresh. We ask for a refresh. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Lift your two hands up. Say, my hand shall not be bound. I didn't hear you. Can I say, lift your two hands up? Say, my hands shall not be bound. Can I hear you again? Say that, let me hear you. Say, if my hands have been bound, say, in the name of Jesus, let my hands be released now. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear you pray that prayer? In the name of Jesus, my hands shall not be bound. If my hands have been bound, let them be released now. In the name of Jesus. Let my hands be released. 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 Eteria katala. Let my hands be released. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Stretch your hand forward and pray with me. Say, wherever my hands have been locked up, wherever my hands have been locked in, let my hands be released. In the name of Jesus. Every chain on my hands, anything clipping my hands, let them be destroyed. My hands be released. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We have many people that wake up every day, go to work. They think they are working, but their hands are in a lock. You know, like a locker, where your hands are. If you watch old films, things like locker, the hands are, they are tightened. It can't be released. We are here to release your hands. In fact, the person I'm raising the prayer point for is still playing in church. He has not started. I'm looking at the person. He has not started praying. But I will just move forward to other issues as we take this for the last time. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Set my hands. Set be released from every bondage of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. My hands be released from every bondage of the enemy. Can I hear you pray for yourself? Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released from every bondage of the enemy. My hands be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Let's use another anointing. Look at somebody beside you. Say, may your hands be released now. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. Say, in the name of Jesus. Say, may your hands be released now. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray for the person? Your hands. Your hands are released. Your hands are released. Your hands are released. Your hands are released. Every battle against your hands are over. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Anyone that has a good job here, but is still in debt, your hands are released now. In the name of Jesus. Anyone looking for a job and has looked for a job for a long time, I decree your hands are released now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I come by the anointing of the Lord. Any household wickedness afflicting your hands, let them fall down and perish suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up. Jesus, say, my hands Say, wherever you have been tied down, in my father's house, let by thunder, be released now. Say, my hands, wherever you have been tied down, in my father's house, by thunder, be released. By thunder, be released. My thunder, be released. By thunder, be released. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch forth your hand here. Stretch forth your hand, ma. Stretch forth your hand to me. Anybody whose hands has been amputated, ateke riakara. Any spiritual hand has been amputated, maleke riakatala, rabaka riakata. Let that hand grow back in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let that hand grow back.
Amen.
Let that hand grow back. Let that hand grow back.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I stand on the authority of Christ and I decree every amputated opportunity, every amputated labor, let there be a restoration for you. Let there be a restoration for you. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. Every hand the enemy has amputated, let there be a recovery for that hand.
Amen.
Let the hand grow back again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Joel chapter 1. Joel chapter 1. Verse 4. Joel 1 4. Give me King James. King James. King James. This one, if you are in church, you will stand up on your feet and pray with me. Look, can we all read together? That which the farmer worm have left, the locusts have eaten. And that which the locusts have left, the canker worm has eaten. And that which the canker worm has left,
the caterpillar have eaten.
Every hand that has decayed by the effect of worms or spiritual caterpillar, mama worm, canker worm, let that hand be restored back to normal.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your two hands up. Say
every affliction
of farmer worm, of canker worm, of caterpillar, against my hands, let there be a repair. 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 Every affliction against my hands by any satanic form. Every affliction against my hands by any satanic form. Let there be a repair, a repair, a repair, a repair, a repair, a repair. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch your hand here. Close your eyes. You are Jehovah. If you want to sing this song, sing it calmly, very low. I want the sax playing. Just stretch forth your hand. The angels of the Lord will begin to do plastic surgery upon any hand afflicted by the darkness. Stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand. Represent your labor. Everything done against your labor, let there be a repair now. 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 Let there be a repair now.
Let there be a repair now. In the name of Jesus.
Have you heard the story of Adoni Bezek before? Anybody, you know Adoni Bezek? Adoni Bezek was a king that was at war against Israel. And whenever he captures anybody from Israel, you know what he does? When he captured the kings, he cut off their thumbs, this big thumb, and their big toes. Try it. Make sure you don't use this thumb. Without those toes, you can't walk. Without those thorns, you can't carry anything. Many people, there is a ministry of Adoni Bezek against your life. Stretch your hand forth here. Stretch your hand. Can I have that? Whatever you need for movement, whatever you need for possession, that the enemy has afflicted, let there be a repair today. 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 You are here. Was it maybe yesterday night? You were just thinking, what do I have to show for my life? The Lord has sent me to you today. After this meeting. Let there be an abundance of angelic helpers. In the name of Jesus. You have something to show for your labor. The Lord will increase you. The Lord will lift up your head. The Lord will help you. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand. Any hand that has withered. Jesus came to the synagogue. And there was a man there whose hand has withered. And he said, stretch forth your hand. And as he stretched forth his hands were whole. I'm just going to make the command. Do your hand like this. I will just say, stretch forth your hand. You will stretch it out. And the same thing you do physically will be what will happen to you spiritually. In the name of Jesus, I've taught you many times about prophetic actions. Prophetic actions is doing in the physical what you want to happen in the spiritual realm. Shutting your hands. When I say stretch forth your hand, you stretch it out. And every spiritual withering of your hands comes to an end suddenly. In the name of Jesus. So that letter you have expected that your hand cannot carry, that greatness, that wealth, that riches, that promotion that your hands could not carry, because your hands have withered, as you stretch forth your hand and you leave the presence of the Lord, you are carrying those things. In the name of Jesus. Let me have a hand. By the anointing, by the power and the word of God, in the name of Jesus, I command you to stretch forth your hand now. Whatever has withered, let them be strengthened. Let them be strengthened. Let them stretch out. In the name of Jesus, may your hands receive strength. In the name of Jesus, may your hands receive strength. In the name of Jesus. You will lift your right hand up and say, from today, I shall no longer labor in vain. Lift your right hand. Can you make that decree? Say, from today, I shall no longer labor in vain. I shall no labor in vain. I shall no labor in vain.
I shall not labor in vain. I shall not labor in vain. I shall not labor in vain. I shall not labor in vain. From today, for my labor there is a reward. For my labor there is a result. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen to me. I don't know about you. Me, I study electrical engineering, and you can check it. It is famed to be the most difficult course in the world. Somehow, Schrödinger's equation, Laplace transform, different things that up to today, except people that continue. I don't know what we did them for. After going through those stress, you now came out of school, plus jam. You now came out of school. 5 years later, you don't have a job. The devil is a liar. Are you here? No, do you understand what I'm saying? You studied architecture. You never slept. Everywhere you were carrying T-square or whatever, and all around the place. And you have come out now, they are paying 50,000. That is the labor. Lift your two hands up. Say, I come with the presence of the Lord. And I decree. Can I say, I decree? I shall no longer labor in vain. In the name of Jesus. I shall no longer labor in vain. I shall no labor in vain. Yakata labor kariakata. Ebete riakatala. Ebete te. I shall no labor in vain. I shall not labor in vain. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's pray this way. You just be shouting, in the name of Jesus, I decree, I shall not labor in vain. Can you say that? Let me say, in the name of Jesus, I decree, I shall not labor in vain. Say that, let me hear you. Two. Three. Four. Five. COVID, we are in post, at least in this church, we are in post-COVID era. Hold somebody by your side, across the team, across, hold somebody. Lama karia katala. Eria katada daba karia ka. Ete karia kada. You know what we are going to do? We are going to be shouting the same thing. But now we'll be saying, we shall not. Are you ready? What are we going to say? In the name of Jesus, we decree. Can I hear you? Then let me hear you. In the name of Jesus, we decree, we shall not. When at the seventh amen, you will burst forth in tongue. Are you ready? Are you ready? Can we go? One. In the name, we decree, we shall not. Two. Three. Rabakata la,
How much is your earning? What's the exchange rate of dollar today? Six what?
6 10.
Six?
10.
6 20.
6 10.
6 10. How much was it 2 weeks ago? 590, 592. If you were in church 2 Sundays ago, I made an analysis of how just being a Nigerian, you are losing naturally every day without you doing anything. But for you as a child of God, there shall be a recovery for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you. Have your seat. Those are based on specific instructions. Now let's go to what I have for you today. Pray, oh Lord, increase me. Can you say that? Let me hear you. Say that, let me hear you. My children don't have to beg me to pay their school fees. It is my responsibility as their parents and a good father for that matter to pay their school fees. There are some responsibilities that God carries as God, as your God. There are some things you don't need to beg for God to do for you. But the problem is ignorance. And today, I pray that the God of increase that took Jacob after his salary has been reduced 10 times and made him a wealthy man, let that God arise for your sake today. In the name of Jesus. I am here because of people that have been dealt with by life, by Nigeria. Almost all of us have become Jacob by virtue of the dollar going up. Everything is reducing. So if you think, what is the value of you being a millionaire in this church now? What is the value of a million? I can't hear you now. I said the SI unit for wealth in the world is dollar. Don't have one million naira in your account and call yourself a millionaire. You don't get shame. Divided by 500, now $2,000. You're already a millionaire. You are earning minimum wage abroad. Wealth is measured in dollars. That automatically makes all of us some ranges. Very, very poor. Very poor and poor. And we are the ones that God is interested in. Fortunately for all of us here, our God is a God of increase. And he's got the whole world in his hands. And he's able to do mighty things. Ephesians 3:20. Let's read together. Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20. Okay, lift your hands up. Let's go. Say now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think according to thy power. Where is the power? Where is the power? Everything you need to make it in life is already in you. Stop looking down on yourself. If only you know what the devil is seeing that makes him raise that battle, you will fight and conquer. But we are here to let you know that our God is a God of increase. Lift your right hand. Say, God of increase. I have come today to you. I have come to you. Who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I ask or think. Say, oh Lord, arise. Do for me exceedingly. Say, do for me exceedingly abundantly. Say, do for me exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask for. In the name, can you pray? Oh God of increase, do for me exceedingly, do for me exceedingly abundantly, do for me exceedingly abundantly above all. Do for me in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are you in church? Baba God, oh, if you know very good Bentley, thank God they will remake G. I beg, they beg, go. Which song pastor they sing again today? My pastor, they listen to those. Now on radio, now all around, they hear those songs. But some, I'm interested in it, they stick. The people making it, they are not better than us. Many of them don't have the God of increase on their side. We can't have the God of increase and be begging. Are we here? Lift your two hands. Say, God of increase, arise, visit my family. In the name of Jesus. Can I say that? God of increase, arise, 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 arise. Arise, arise, arise. Visit my family. I am available, I am available, I am available. God of increase. Our God of increase. Arise and visit. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. 1 Corinthians 3, 6 to 7. You are going to talk to the God of increase now. Look at what he said. I have planted. Apollo, waters. But what happened? But God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watereth, but God. The most important thing in this matter is God that gives increase. It's story time. You are going to bow down and talk to God. God, I have done this. I have done this. But it is not enough. Give your increase to the work of my hand. Can I give you 1 minute? Talk to him. I have done this. I have advertised. I've gone to the market. I am following up with you. I'm running. I spend the money. I've done this. I've done that. But Lord, you are the one that gives increase. Oh Lord, I have done all I can do. But Lord, you are the one that gives increase. Oh Lord, I've done all I can do. But you are the one that gives increase. You are the one that gives increase. You are the one that gives increase. Visit me with your increase. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I hear your amen? Psalm 115, 12 to 15. We'll read together. My time is fast, so we need to run. 12. Is he on the screen? Okay, let's go. 12 to 15. One to go. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord. Both, put it there, leave it there. Where you see Israel, put your surname. Where you see Aaron, put your first name. We read it through and we continue reading. We are already praying, you know. If you expect me to come and say, now, nah, come and do that. I don't have that time today. You're already praying. We are lifting right hand. Let's pray. Let's go. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Aribike. He will bless the house of Abiodu. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Let's go, 14, 15. The Lord shall increase me more and more. I and my children, I am blessed of the Lord, which made heavens
Repeat that again. Let me hear. The Lord shall increase me more. In the name of Jesus. Mention your business day. Mention your business day. The Lord shall increase you more and more and more and more and more and more and more. Mention your career. Mention what you do. The Lord shall increase it.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The man that does nothing, that prays for increase, is deceiving himself or herself. The Lord has nothing to bless. Even if it is, I don't know, whatever, that is where increase come upon. I pray for every diligent worker in this house.
May the Lord increase you more and more. You and your family. You and your children. You and your business. You and your increase. You and your career. You and your career. You and your career. You and your shop. The Lord increase you. You and that school. The Lord increase you. In the name of Jesus.
You know where we are going to. For example, you have a school. It should get to a time when you are saying we don't have space anymore. There's another school at that area. They are good. The first school, the second school my children attended was like that. If you don't register on time, even play group, you will write exam. You will do interview. Play group. You will wake up and get there 6 a.m. and be on queue and be waiting. School, when they are school all around. That is what the blessing of the Lord does. I pray. Let there be a rain of God's blessing.
Upon everything your hand do it. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear you believing in any of the house?
That is a sign. What we read on the screen is a sign that there is a covenant of increase. Lift your right hand up. Say by the covenant of the blood of Jesus. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Say by the covenant of the blood of Jesus, say by the covenant of a broken body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, increase me, 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 increase me.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
I know they badoing that prayer. I'm not badoing. I'm not enjoying how you are praying that prayer. Lift your right hand up. Say, increase is a covenant. Say, I come by the covenant of the Lord of Jesus. I come by the covenant of a broken body of Jesus. Say, I come by the new covenant. And I say, oh Lord, you who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, far above what I can ask or imagine, arise and increase me as a matter of the covenant. As a matter of the covenant, as a matter of the covenant, as a matter of the covenant.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Deuteronomy 8:18, quickly.
It's not part of my plan, but we need to do this quickly. For thou shalt remember the Lord your God. It is he that gives thee what? Power. To get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which is sworn to your fathers, as it is. Wealth is a covenant. Increase is a covenant. It flows from a covenant. The covenant has its practices. The covenant has its terms. The covenant has its responsibility. Covenant has its consequences. I've taught this many times in the past. I will not really dwell on it. But I'm interested in power. 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 Power to get wealth. What is the blessing? The simple meaning of the blessing in the Bible is an empowerment to prosper. When they say the Lord bless you, they are saying the Lord empower you to prosper. The Lord does not drop coins. He does not drop naira notes. He gives an empowerment to prosper. When the Lord wants to bless a man, he gives him opportunity. When you waste opportunity, you are wasting the blessings of God. Are we here? What God wants to give you is to give you power to prosper. He will not do it for you. He will do it through you. Lift your right hand up. Say, I am empowered for increase. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. Say that, let me hear you. Say, I have your glory because I am empowered for increase. Say that, let me hear you. Mention your name. Say that again, let me hear you. Say that again, let me hear you. Say that again, let me hear you. Say that, say that, say that. Say that, say that, say that. Let it enter your consciousness. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Do you know that if you cook at home, making soup, and you wash away some tomato, and you pour the seed away, pepper tomato, do you know that it does not struggle? It will spring forth. Do you know that? Have you seen that? If tomato can do that, it is an anathema for you not to be able to do that. See, what makes tomato to come up is the seed. It does not bother about anything. Once you put it on the land, it will come forth. You are a greater seed than tomato. In you is increase. It is lack of understanding that is our problem. Say that. I appear to be because I am empowered to increase. Say that. Let me hear you. Say that. Let me hear you. Say that. Let me hear you. I am empowered to increase. I am empowered to increase. Hello, Pastor. If only you know how much I'm earning. If only you know where I'm working. Those things does not matter. The word of God is the most important thing. If you have been in this church, I would not want to embarrass some people. I will have caught some. When you came to this church, where were you? Did you remember the story you told me at that time? Today, three cars. Today, the person living in his house. At that time, he was a copper. At that time, he was looking for a job. At that time, he only had two jeans and three t-shirts. No shirt. But today, you that came to church now will not recognize the person. You didn't know the past. I know what I'm talking to you about. The word of God is superior to any circumstance you are on. You are in. Do you understand? Hello, do you understand what I'm saying? Lift your two hands up. Say, I have your glory because I am empowered for increase. I am empowered. Can you chant that? Can you chant that? Chant that. Let me hear you. Say that. Let me hear you. Say that. Let me hear you. I have your glory because I am empowered for increase. I am empowered. I am empowered for increase. Your voice is low. Say it high. Let me hear you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So we serve a God of increase. We have a covenant of increase. Are we here? Are you seeing, church? Genesis 13, 18. Let's do something. Let's raise an altar of increase. There was a secret of Abraham. He built three altars. Jacob built three altars. Isaac built one altar. They were never the same again. An altar is a place where divinity commune with humanity. An altar is a place of exchange where humanity exchanges weakness for the strength of divinity. An altar is a broad exchange where earthly things are traded off for heavenly things. Altars are places where angels ascend and descend. Altars are places of supplies. Are we here? Can we read together? And Abraham removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Lift your right hand up, let's pray together. See, in this sanctuary, see, we build an altar of increase. Can I hear you say in this sanctuary? Say, we build an altar of increase. Say that again. Let me hear you. Say, in this sanctuary, we build an altar of increase. Say, anyone that comes to this house and ask for anything that has to do with increase, let there be an increase for the person. Say, in this house, say, in this house, we build an altar. An altar. An altar of increase. We build an altar of increase. We build an altar of increase. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. That is why people come to church and say, if I only touch the altar, something will happen. Because it's a place of an exchange of humanity and divinity. That will mean one of the first things you will do in your place of work, your shop, tomorrow morning, is get to an angel, go there, read this scripture, say, I come in the name of the Lord. I build an altar of increase in this shop. I anoint the altar. Do you understand? Okay, but let me just teach you afresh again. Fine. When you get there and you want to build an altar, just first of all, make sure every landlord spirit or any power occupying this place before I came, the blood of Jesus flush you out. Be flushed out in the name of Jesus. Any altar built here before I came in, I pull you down in the name of Jesus. And then you now come and build the altar of increase in that your shop. He will do you like sin. When a man does not understand spiritual things and how things happen, may the Lord go with you. May the angels ascend and descend with supplies anywhere you build that altar of increase. In the name of Jesus. Remember, it is people that are working that build altars of increase. Because an altar of increase is a multiplier. Do you understand? It is a multiplier. And you must be able to take a risk. Therefore, let the altar of grace, mercy, and help, the altar of this church, let it begin to speak better things for you. Let the altar of this church speak increase for you. In the name of Jesus, may you have angelic visitation for increase. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. 2 Corinthians 9:10. 2 Corinthians 9:10. Okay, go to 9:8-10. Because it's one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. So let's read from 8 to 10. Can we all go again? By now you should know that this is one of my favorite scriptures. This verse. In case you don't know, no, it's one of my favorite. But yeah, let's go. And God is able to make all grace abound towards me, that I always... Oh my God. Hello. Let's go back slowly. 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 There are scriptures we read. It looks unreal. Let's go slowly. And God, not me. So I am relieved. Stop wanting to make things happen. You are too small to make some things happen. Great things cannot be made happen by you alone. That is why it is stupidity to say, I am a self-made man. You did not deliver yourself into the earth. Self-made man, they will have killed you by abortion. On your naming ceremony day, those people that carried you, if not for covering, you would have been dead. You now live to 18 and say, I'm a self-made man, because you are selling cryptocurrency. I'm a self-made man. Look at the screen. Who is able to make you? Who is able to make you? Okay, let's go. And God is able to make all grace. So it is all multiplied by abound. Let's go. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that I always having all sufficiency in all things may abound Should we differentiate it or integrate it? Look at this. And God is able to make all grace abound. To all times abound. Times always. Times sufficiency. Times all. I pray that the God of all grace will bring increase your way. In the name of Jesus. Let's go to the next verse. Let's go to the next verse. As it is written, He has dispensed and borrowed. He has given to the poor. His righteousness remains forever. Hello? If you can put the two together for me, 8 and 9, put it together. That is the joker for verse 8. The joker for verse 8 is verse 9. You don't disperse. You don't give to the poor. All your salary now for you alone. Since you were born. Till now for you alone. And you want all grace. Grace know they pursue selfish people. Grace know they pursue hoarders. In fact, some people have chanted and prayed this almost all their life. But they are still at the same level. Because they have forgotten. There is a verse 9 and a verse 10. Put verse 9 alone so that they can see it well. Put verse 9 alone. As it is written. And whatever God has written cannot be changed. Abi? Okay, as it is written, He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His right. Did you remember the scripture that says, cast your bread upon the waters and after many days you shall... That is why it is foolishness to join them on social media to talk about against giving. Listen to me. You don't want to give tithe. Don't give it. But don't fight against it. It will fight you. You don't want to give tithe. Now your level, stay there. Stop fighting against it. All the pastors... Now so that they chop our money. You need to even come to my church and see the car where my pastor they use. That small church. You don't carry all the church money. Buy a car. Don't do this. See in shirt, see in face. And I know the boy that way they start to see as in the look. See as in the look. The more you look, the less you understand. We are mysteries. The word of God in my mouth. When I speak in tongues, even my tithe and offering. A non-giver cannot be blessed. Whatever you call it, whatever percentage, look at it. Look at it. Go and check your friends that are Christians, that you have done everything together and they are not growing. Check it up. At one point or the other, they stop giving to God. At one point or time or the other, they stop giving to the poor. Even their parents, they don't give to them. And you want blessings? Grace moves in the direction of a person that disperses. If I have time this year, I will come back and talk about Christian giving again and explain. Because many people are in church, many people are coming to church. So we need to keep explaining. Well, you can't come to our church and you see us calling you out if you want to give your tithe. Come out. We don't do that. We don't have a card for you where you write your tithe, whatever. We don't do that. We believe it's between you and your God, but we teach you. Whether you now want to do it or not, na yawala, Allah gema tibi moe. I am a joku. That interpretation, I don't know. That one, I don't know. It just says that it don't pass me. The chameleon has given birth to his child. If a child cannot dance, that is the problem of a child. Is that a good interpretation? That's literal. Okay. So, we must be able to disperse. Last verse, quickly, so that I can close. Verse 10. This is what I want us to pray. Give me an ESV. I want us to pray this with all our hearts. ESV. Let's go. Now, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your... I've always told you to differentiate between the seed and the bread. They look alike, but they are not the same. When a farmer farms and brings a corn in, there is some for chopping. There is some for sowing for next year. If you eat the one for sowing for next year, you will be poor perpetually because you have nothing to sow. Anybody in church? Anything that comes into your hand, there is bread there. There is seed there. The problem is that children of God have eaten seed and they are praying, shaking their heads like alagemo, like chameleon, like agama. You can't eat your seed and prosper. There is bread. There is seed. Sir, man, if you give to God, he doesn't add to him. If you don't give to him, he doesn't take away from him. Your giving is for your own good. Do we understand? He supplies seed to the sower. So if you have not been sowing in the past, what will he give you? God always gives seed and he always gives bread. Don't mistake your seed for bread. Eat the bread part. Save the seed and sow it. Lift your hands up. Say, oh Lord, you are the one that supplies seed to the sower. Say, I am available. Supply seed for my sowing unto righteousness. Say, supply seed for my sowing into increase. Say, I receive seed for sowing into increase. I receive seed for sowing into increase. I receive seed for sowing into increase. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Open your eyes and look at me. Your seed might be your knowledge. Your seed might be your certification. Your seed might be your opportunities. You need to sow them. You need to work diligently on them so that there will be an increase. Remember, Paul planted, Apollo watered it. But God did what? Gave the increase. Look at here. God supplied the seed. He supplied so that you might sow. God wants a partnership with you for your increase. He makes everything available. The seed. Your own is just to sow it. So the sowing might be giving. The sowing might be working. The sowing might be working diligently. I pray for you that you will not eat your seed. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up and let's pray together as we are concluding. Say, oh Lord, my hands shall not be empty of seed to sow. Say, my hands shall not be empty of seed to sow for increase. My hands shall not be empty of seed to sow for increase. My hands shall not be empty of seed to sow for increase. My head shall not be empty for seed to sow. For my increase. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, reveal my seed to me. Say the seed, the seed. Say the seed for my increase. Oh Lord, open my eyes. Open our eyes as a family. To see the seed for increase. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I can share many examples in this way. There was a day the Lord laid on my heart to send some money to somebody. So, I just look for the, I normally save every account number on my phone. I save the account and I look for the account number and I transfer money to the person. When I transfer money to the person call back crying on phone.
Pastor.
Ah. Tizzy, how much did that say? Why are you crying? When the person calmed down, he said, the Lord told me, he said, the last money I have, somebody came begging for money that he doesn't have food at home, that money. And the Lord told me to give him the money. And that was my last money. I was like, if I give him, what will happen? What will happen? So I gave the person money. As I gave the person money and the person left, I heard pam pam on my phone. And you have sent me an alert. Almost times five of what I gave the person. Is this how God works? Don't eat your seed. That is why some of you are still terribly poor. In fact, some people cannot be helped. Because they cannot help others. Stretch forth your hand here. May God, our source, the giver of seed, visit you with seeds for increase in this season. In the name of Jesus, may the God of increase, the giver of seed, may the God who is our source, the giver of seed, give you seed for increase in this season. In the name of Jesus, you will not eat your seed as bread. In the name of Jesus, that seed that will elevate you, that seed that will bring your promotion, you shall not eat that seed. In the name of Jesus, as you sow, may the Lord remember you. May the Lord increase you. May the Lord make you grow. May the Lord improve you. In the name of Jesus, may you never be stranded again in your life. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You should come to a point in your life when you are sure that you can never be stranded. You should come to a point in your life where you will know that no matter what happens, I can never be stranded. Of the increase of your seed, your children shall gain from it. In the name of Jesus, I ask for multi-generational and multi-dimensional increase for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will remember your generations yet unborn. In the name of Jesus. By your sowing into the life of people, may the Lord remember you. You will never be stranded. In the name of Jesus, may the light of God shine across your path. May the Lord always make a way for you. In the name of Jesus, I stand on this hallowed altar and I pray. Every giver in this house, anyone remembering people that have not made people cry, that have not made people suffer, anyone listening attentively to the cry of people, helping them all around this nation, may the Lord arise and remember you. For you, increase is here. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The God of increase is here and is doing great and mighty things for you. In the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand here. Your hands shall no longer be empty. In the name of Jesus, your hands shall provide and produce an increase. Let there be productivity in every area of your life. We decree productivity, 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 profit and increase in every area of your life. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace all the days of your life. In your life, nothing shall be broken. Nothing shall be lacking. Nothing shall be empty. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.